Welcome back to the Gary Sharp Show here on 1620 The Zone. Robbie Lula filling in for Gary Sharp. We've got an urgent call from Steve here because he's got more info on what the F dressage is. Steve, hit me with it.
What do we got? Hi. Can you hear me?
Yep, I got you.
Okay. Yeah, well, what it is dressage is a timed event. And the only reason that I know anything about this, when I was a kid growing up in Denver, my dad used to get tickets for the National Western Stock Show and Rodeo. And part of the rodeo was this dressage. They do a couple of the rodeo things, and then they do the dressage. So that's the only reason I really know anything about it. And I'm not an expert. But at any rate, it's a timed event. And then what happens is the horse is jumping. If he knocks down one of the barriers or knocks one of the bars down or something, then they penalize him so many seconds. I don't remember what that is. So if he finishes it in 25 seconds, but he's knocked down a barrier, then he gets charged another 5 seconds or something like that. And the one that gets through the fastest is the one that wins. That's basically how that works.
Thank you, Steve. We appreciate the clarification and the phone call.
I would have never guessed it was a timed event.
I think he's describing equestrian.
Oh.
Because that's the one with the jumps. And I know what that is. There's like obstacles. You've seen that. You know what that is.
Yes.
What I'm understanding him describing is equestrian.
Mm-hmm.
I think, and I might be wrong, I believe dressage is different.
Well,
but I don't totally know.
He's spot on.
Is he right? Is that are they the same thing with two different names?
Because I'm trying to figure out what equestrian is.
Equestrian just might be the general horse name, the general term for horse sports.
Oh. Oh, and like dressage is like a...
Because equus is Latin for horse, I believe. So I believe equestrian is just...
How the hell do you know that?
I am... pretty good at Latin, actually. I took a lot of Latin in school.
All right, Robbie.
Sorry, I didn't mean to just throw that at you with like a...
You should have seen the way I looked at it. I was like...
Yeah, the face you gave me, you're like, wait, why am I getting a Latin lesson here?
Right, okay.
Okay, so dressage is the name of the thing that I think of when I hear equestrian.
Uh-huh.
It's the actual jumping and stuff.
Yeah, because...
Now, there's another sport that, I don't know if it's in the Olympics, that looks like horses dancing. You know what I'm talking about,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Horse dancing.
So I'm literally, so that you're right. The horse dancing is dressage. I probably shouldn't be watching the world record breaking freestyle because there's going to be no, but like he's like literally doing the two-step or the four-step.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. There's literal horse dancing.
Yeah. And like dancing along the side, and
but I don't know, was the obstacle thing also called dressage?
It might be.
Hmm.
This is what's fun about the Olympics: watching stuff like this, and these are the best in the world. And you're like, what is going on?
Hold on, I'm gonna Google what is the horse obstacle course called?
Because this
okay, so this one's called equine agility.
Oh,
hold on. Is that in the Olympics?
In the is that in the Olympics?
Olympics. Hold on. What are the Olympic equestrian sports? We're going to get to the bottom of this here because it's important. So I'm gathering equestrian is just the general name for horse sports.
Okay.
Outside of horse racing, which I think would technically be a...
I can't believe it.
Listen, this is important. This is important.
I love this.
So we've got Olympic show jumping.
What's your name?
We've got, which I believe is the obstacle course. I don't know. Can someone tell me what dressage is? It's horse dancing. Oh, does Kim have it? Does Kim, can you help us out? Oh, perfect. I think Kim has our answers here. All right, Kim, I believe you're here to save the day. What are all the horse sports called?
Say that again. What's your question?
So the general term for horse sports is equestrian, right?
Yeah.
So what are the different, I mean, I know dressage is one thing. Is that the horse dancing?
Well, that's a good way to say it, because it looks like they're dancing. But actually, the word dressage, it comes from France. It's French, and it means to train.
Okay.
And so what you're doing when you learn dressage, you're learning to sit in a saddle that is pretty much supposed to be molded to the type of horse you're riding.
Okay.
And you have cues that you can't see with the naked eye from anybody watching that tells the horse to do what you want it to do.
So,
and it's very different than Western. It's very different than barrel racing or anything like that. It actually comes from the military.
Okay.
And back when horses were used in the military as one of the great defenses against enemy combatants, they were taught to do certain movements to help kick back. If somebody's coming up behind the horse, they kick back the horse's legs, kick and draw back. Or the horse can draw up in the air and kick both legs out.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a very military thing. This is one of the reasons why in military funerals where they use you'll see it in a lot of the Great Britain funerals also, where they have a horse or a human or, a horseless rider.
Okay.
Or a human rider that is not on the horse, and they have boots in the stirrup, but the stirrups are turned backwards.
So let me ask you this, Kim. So how is dressage judge? Do you give the judges a routine and they see how closely you follow it, kind of like gymnastics?
It's very much like it's very subjective.
Okay.
Just like gymnastics.
Okay.
You're not up against a clock. So you have judges that are trained for many years into judging the movement of the horse.
Okay. And so what is the event called? I think we have a better grasp on dressage, so thank you. What is the event called where they're going through the obstacle course with the horse?
Oh, okay. Well, then you're talking about eventing. And that is a three-day eventing course where they do dressage is usually the first day.
Okay.
But it's a very simple pattern that they're doing just to see how the horse moves, how they respond to the rider, and they get judged on that. The second day comes to where they're running through a course, about a 4 to 5 mile course.
Okay.
Where they're jumping fences, bushes, man-made obstacles, water, whether they're jumping down off a cliff into water. And that is based also on time, as long as you don't fall off the horse. It's very dangerous. And then the third day comes to jumping. So there are some jump courses. It's a lower height of rails than actual competitive horse jumping. But there again, the third day, your horse is kind of run out of energy. So
sure.
That's why
yeah.
They lower the rail. And that's based on time and as long as you don't knock down a rail. Each time you knock down a rail, it's a point off, things like that.
Perfect. Kim, thank you so much. You have explained so much that I had no idea what I was talking about.
It takes years to learn it, to do it well. I've been trained by equestrians that are in the Olympics, that are going to be in the Olympics. So a lot of times the horses, most of the horses are warm breed horses that are taller than your standard quarter horse. And or you can have a half Arabian, half warm blood horse.
All right.
So that's another difference in it too.
Well, Kim, thank you so much. Thank you for calling in and setting us straight. We really appreciate it. That was Kim, who answered all of our horse questions.
That was
awesome. Thank you so much. Now I actually know what to call these things, which I appreciate. We do have to take a quick break because we have to get to our guy, Dirk Chatelain. I'm sure he'll understand that we're late calling him because we had to learn about dressage. You're listening to The Gary Sharp Show here on 1620 The Zone.